Luis Rojas met the media to open up Mets spring training on Wednesday, and versatility and roster depth were a couple of key phrases that dominated his almost one-hour presser on opening day. Rojas was asked about whether he had any specific or significant areas of concern coming into spring training, and he did list three. And not surprisingly, defense, often an Achilles heel for the Mets, was at the top of the list.
Our defense got to get better, and we got to be a better defensive team this year. That's one of our main things to work on during the spring. That's one. And there's no ranking, by the way. I'm just saying one because this is the first one I'm telling you. And controlling the running game for the pitchers is very important. That's something that we haven't done really well in the past 3 years. We're facing a tough division, a very fast division, and we want to make sure that we minimize that. We have a new catcher, and we're going to encourage our pitcher to be better at that. And, you know, our base running. I thought we were poor running the bases last year. We got on base. We hit. But we didn't maximize our scoring chances, you know, by being a better base running team. So those three I can tell you right now off the top of my head, but we want to prepare the team at its best in all areas, you know, once we depart San Lucie.
Without a designated hitter, at least that's the way it looks for now, where exactly does the dynamic Dom Smith fit in? He's a better first baseman than outfielder, but Pete Alonso is at first base with no DH. That leaves left field, but that's also where the Mets' versatility and their roster depth come into play as well.
Seeing as of now today, you know, playing more left field than he will at first base. DH is not in place as of now, so we're working kind of like to give him time there during this spring. That's the plan today. That can always change, but he'll play his first base too. I mean, we have so many guys in our roster too that can move around and play infield and outfield, like VR, same JD, McNeil, you guys seen him in left. Nemo, he can go to left. We have Almora, Pilar, and we have different guys that we can foreseeing the left field, center field, first base situation going into camp. Also Martinez, Jose Martinez may be another case first left field there. So, but, you know, Dom's going to get a share of time there in left field. And you know, we're comfortable with his defense. Dom's got a good feel. He plays hard. He's always trying to get better out there. And with the addition of Tony Carrasco, our new off-field base running coach, I know he's going to be seeing some new things there as well to keep developing his skills out there in outfield.
I then asked Rojas about J.D. Davis, whether he was his everyday third baseman. Luis would not commit to that. He did say Davis would probably play the majority of time at third base as opposed to the outfield. But Rojas mentioned Jeff McNeil, Jonathan Villar, Luis Guillorme, again, versatility and roster depth.
I got to stick with our versatility. J.D.'s a guy that's played left too. And, you know, we're thinking of that. He improved a lot at third base. We may see him probably playing more at third base, than in left field. But we want to keep that versatility always open. Multiple guys are going to play multiple positions. That's where we stand right now. And that's where our roster is. I mean, you guys see an acquisition and of guys that can play a little third. I mentioned about BR, watching BR probably play third throughout spring training. McNeil also is going to play second. He's going to play third. He can play left field. So there's guys that move. So that's why I can't say that JD or anyone like that is going to be our everyday player at a position. Guys that have that versatility, they're going to move around. If, you know, we're talking about Pete Alonso, he's going to play first base. You talk about Lindor, he's going to play shortstop because that's the position that they uniquely like played in the past. We're going to stick to that. But the guys that play multiple positions, we're going to try to keep that versatility high for different strategies to win games.
So it seems like there are four positions spoken for without a DH. First base, Pete Alonso. Shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Right field, Michael Conforto, and catcher, James McCann. Second base, well, that'll be primarily Jeff McNeil, but there'll be some switching around there, it sounds like. And third base, left field, center field, those are kind of Well, up for grabs at this point in time. We'll see how it all plays out, but they're trying to move as many people around to as many different positions as they can to increase the versatility they have. Another question that will eventually and probably continually crop up during spring training, contract extensions for newly acquired shortstop Francisco Lindor and outfielder Michael Conforto. Rojas showered effusive praise on both players.
I mean, those two guys are two of our leaders. I mean, you know, we have several leaders here. And even though Lindor hasn't, you know, been in the facility yet, he should be here in a few days when the position players report. He's already portraying as a leader. I mean, the conversations that we had, they've been off the chart about how we're going to go about it and different things. Michael, I'm in touch with him too. And, you know, all they talk about is the team and baseball. You know, you talk about those two, it'll be great that they're, you know, here for years. You know, I think, you know, our fan base will, you know, that always supports every Met player, you know, will also be happy with those two guys being extended. And you know, our team as well, they will feed off of it. I mean, those are two of our leaders. You know, their presence is strong in the clubhouse. Their presence is strong out on the field.
There were some other things touched upon in the opening day presser by Rojas. The Mets have not committed to an innings limit for any of their pitchers at this point in time, coming off a truncated 2020 season. For example, David Peterson, who pitched just under 130 innings both in 2018 and 2019, pitched only 50 innings in 2020. And I don't think any Met pitcher was over 70 innings, or there were a couple that were right around that mark. Now, what does that mean for this year? Can Peterson go back up to 130? Is that going to be too much for him? Can he go past that? Well, those are all questions that have to be answered, and the Mets have really not settled that. That's for any of their pitchers. That includes Jacob deGrom and Carlos Carrasco and Marcus Stroman, their top three pitchers in the rotation. One good note, Noah Syndergaard did throw a side today, and he looked really good, according to Rojas. And a final note, the bench coach, Dave Jouse, well, he got a pat on the back from Rojas. He is the maestro of scheduling, as things went pretty smoothly on day one, and he expects things will continue to go that way as well. That's a look at the first day of Mets camp. We'll be doing this on a regular basis, and we'll be checking in for Mets spring training daily. So check back with us tomorrow and every day to keep up with the latest news. With the Mets, I'm Ed Coleman.